2020, right?
Yeah.
It feels like forever ago.
Yeah.
But for aviation,
Yeah.
talk about
But
a
really.
shakeup. Empty skies, grounded planes.
Right.
Nobody knew what was going to
It
happen.
was a turbulent time for sure, especially for the companies that are charged with keeping those planes in
Yeah.
tip-top shape.
Yeah. And that's exactly where we're headed with today's deep dive.
Okay.
Aero Norway.
Okay, I've heard of them.
They are a really interesting company. So they're an industry leader when it comes to engine maintenance, repair, overhaul, all that good stuff. But they specialize in CFM56 engines. You know, those workhorses that you see on, I mean, all sorts of aircraft.
Right, popular ones.
Yeah, super popular.
Yeah.
And they're known for like really being meticulous in their approach.
Yeah.
Aero Norway, they've got this reputation. It's like high standards,
Right.
efficiency, strong commitment to all of their customers,
Yeah, absolutely.
even when things are tough, even when things are really, really tough.
Yeah. You got to be committed to the
Oh,
customer.
for sure. So we're going to unpack this really insightful interview that their CEO, Glenford Marston, gave
Okay.
to Aviation Maintenance Magazine. And this was back in November of 2020.
Okay.
And he was just really candid about how Aero Norway was navigating the craziness, right?
Right.
So, like, what happened?
Yeah.
When the pandemic hit, what was the immediate impact?
Right.
Did planes even need maintenance when they were just sitting on the ground?
That's the interesting thing. They did need maintenance,
Sure.
but the demand really shifted.
Okay.
You know, instead of those major overhauls, Aero Norway saw an increase in the lighter maintenance work,
Okay.
particularly on those CFM56-3 engines.
Okay.
You know, these older models, they required just regular upkeep, pandemic or not, you
Right,
know.
right, right.
They were still servicing the newer models as well, you know, the Bandit F5B, the Negatrix 7B.
Right.
But those major overhauls, the ones that bring in the big bucks,
Right.
those were put on hold.
So fewer full service visits. That
Yeah.
must have been a huge adjustment for them.
It was. They had to become incredibly adaptable.
Yeah.
Incredibly adaptable, especially when it came to customer service,
Right.
because travel restrictions were changing all the time.
Oh, yeah.
They had to find creative ways to support these clients remotely,
Yeah.
right? So they were doing a lot of work in-house
Wow.
that they would normally do on-site.
Okay.
They even started to offer shorter, more customized maintenance packages.
Wow.
So they were really tailoring their services to the very specific needs of their clients at the time.
Now that's going the extra mile, isn't it,
It is.
for your customers.
Ugh.
But what about the bigger picture? What about the industry as a whole? What was Marston's long-term outlook?
He didn't sugarcoat it.
Okay.
He predicted restructuring in the airline industry.
Okay.
And he even suggested that airlines might reduce the size of their fleets.
Right.
And of course, he was right.
Yeah.
You know, fewer planes in the air,
Yeah.
that obviously impacts the need for engine maintenance.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's that domino effect.
Right, across the entire aviation ecosystem.
The whole thing.
The whole thing, yeah. But, you know, Marston, he also identified potential areas of growth, right?
Okay, yeah, go.
So, for instance, he predicted growth in the air cargo market,
Right.
which relies, you know, pretty heavily on specific engine types.
Right.
So that would create a demand for maintenance in that sector. He also saw an opportunity with airlines potentially selling off parts and assets.
Okay.
Aero Norway could have better access to materials that were in really high demand before the pandemic.
Okay. So some silver linings
Right.
starting to kind of poke through.
Yeah.
But how did Aero Norway take all of these observations
Right.
and put them into action? What did they do?
They were proactive about it, which is impressive.
Okay.
They saw the downturn as a chance to invest in their future. So, you know, Marston talked about using the time to upgrade their facilities.
Okay.
They installed a new high-speed grinder,
Okay.
revamped their plasma spraying machine.
Oh, wow.
So these are critical pieces of equipment, right,
Yeah.
that allow them to operate a lot more efficiently when things pick back up.
So while things were slow, they were renovating.
Exactly. They were getting ready.
Like giving your kitchen a makeover before you have a big party.
Precisely, yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just about the equipment either, right?
Okay.
Aero Norway, they also focused on their people, their employees,
Okay.
their most valuable asset. They implemented modified work schedules,
Okay.
found ways to redeploy their staff within the company,
Okay.
and everybody, including the CEO, took a pay cut to avoid layoffs.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's huge.
I'm looking at my notes here.
Yeah.
They had this whole big plan
Right.
to add LEP engine capability.
Yeah, the LEP engine.
Yeah. And then they hit the brakes. They just stopped.
Yeah, they had to press pause. I mean, the pandemic, it just brought a level of uncertainty that you can't predict, right?
Right.
And to add a new engine type,
yeah,
especially one as advanced as the AIP,
right,
it requires significant investment in training.
Right.
So it was a calculated risk management decision, you know?
Yeah.
They had a lot on their plate already, particularly with their existing clients, and their needs were changing.
And speaking of clients, like, what were their clients worried about? What were they asking for from Aero Norway during this time?
You know, Marston understood that cash flow was a major concern for everyone.
Right, yeah.
Airlines were hit hard.
Yeah.
And Aero Norway had to be flexible, so they started offering those more customized work packages, you know?
Right.
They had to get creative with their payment plans. Mm. They really went above and beyond to keep their clients afloat.
Yeah.
And Marston, he recognized that their fates were intertwined. If their clients didn't survive, neither would Aero Norway.
It's like you're all in the same boat, right?
Yeah, you're right. You are.
The whole ecosystem had to work to support itself. But you know what's interesting to me?
What's that?
The whole supply chain thing. I mean, you'd figure with less planes in the air, it would be easier to get parts.
You would think, right?
Yeah.
But it wasn't. Marston, actually, he points this out, and supply chain issues, they were a problem throughout the pandemic.
That seems counterintuitive. Why is that?
Well, I mean, it was just this perfect storm of, like, hesitancy, logistical bottlenecks. You know, so many companies, they were reluctant to buy spare parts.
Right.
Because they just, nobody knew what was going to happen, right?
Sure.
So everybody was in this wait and see mode.
Right.
And, you know, while the demand for some parts did decrease, the need for used parts remained high.
Used parts, why not just get new ones straight from the manufacturer?
Well, I mean, cost is a huge, huge factor.
Okay.
Used parts are cheaper. And this is crucial for airlines that are struggling, right?
Yeah, sure.
But even getting those used parts, I mean, that was a challenge.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Remember that the original equipment manufacturers,
right,
or OEMs,
right,
they're the primary source for these parts, whether they're used or new.
Okay.
And they were operating at reduced capacity. Third-party repair shops, same thing.
So it's like this slow-motion bottleneck.
Across the board. Throughout the whole system, exactly. And Aero Norway had to adapt. So they worked closely with their suppliers. They had to.
Right.
They figured out ways to optimize their inventory.
Okay.
And they became masters at managing expectations.
Yeah.
Especially regarding turnaround time. It was tricky, but they managed.
It sounds like a logistical nightmare, to be honest.
It was. It was pretty challenging, for sure.
But even with all of these challenges, Marston talks about how Aero Norway still found ways to innovate.
Yeah, they did.
And I remember you mentioned their custom engine solutions earlier.
Yeah.
What's an example of that?
Well, remember all those CFM56-3 engines?
Oh, yeah, the old one.
Yeah, the older models. They saw that as an opportunity. They really did.
Okay.
So they started buying them up,
okay,
refurbishing them to meet their standards.
Right.
And then they offered them to clients who needed a cost-effective solution.
Okay.
And they were completely focused on maximizing something called EGT margins.
Now, for those of us who don't spend all day thinking about engines, what are EGT margins?
Right. So EGT stands for exhaust gas temperature.
Okay.
And it's essentially a measure of how well the engine is performing.
Okay.
Like how efficiently it's burning fuel.
Okay.
Aero Norway knew that if they optimized these EGT margins during refurbishment, they could get their clients better fuel efficiency.
Okay.
Which means lower operating costs down the line.
That's brilliant. They're taking this challenge and they're turning it into like a better product.
Exactly. They made these older engines not just usable,
right,
but incredibly cost effective.
Yeah. What other creative solutions did they come up with?
Okay, so this is really cool. They developed this approach using what they call donor engines.
Donor engines. That sounds ominous.
Yeah.
What's a donor engine?
Okay, so let's say a client needs two engines repaired.
Yo.
They send in three engines.
Okay.
One's the donor.
Okay.
Aero Norway takes the good parts from the donor engine.
Right.
Uses them to repair the other two.
So they're like extending the life.
Exactly. They're stretching the lifespan of these engines.
That's really resourceful.
It is. It reduces costs for their clients.
Okay.
It allows them to have high quality used parts for their inventory. They were already doing this with the 9S3 engines.
Okay.
But they started offering it for the 9X5, the 9S7B engines as well.
So it's like this win-win for everybody.
Exactly.
It sounds like Aero Norway, they didn't just make it through, they kind of came out stronger.
They did. They really did.
But looking forward, did Marston have any thoughts? Like, what's next?
He did. He did. He was optimistic.
Okay, good.
He was optimistic about the CFM56-5B and Mana 7B engine market.
Okay.
He really feels like that surge in demand for those older Nader 3s, it was temporary.
Okay.
And remember how we were talking about potentially being able to get those parts at good prices because of the market?
Right.
He thinks that that move is going to pay off.
Okay.
That strategic acquisition of parts, that's going to pay off in the long run.
Yeah.
It's really smart. They're playing the long game.
It is. And I think that's what sets apart a company like Aero Norway.
Right.
But even with a plan, you learn as you go.
Right. Trying. For sure. Yeah. Marston, he actually admits that.
Okay.
He said, in hindsight, you know, maybe I wouldn't have bought all that material for those newer engines.
Okay.
The demand for the Meta 3s.
Right.
That was unexpected. You got to be able to adapt.
You got to be nimble.
You got to be nimble. Exactly.
Yeah. Got to be nimble. And it's true. Like you said, hindsight, perfect vision. It's easy to look back.
Yeah.
But even somebody with a lot of experience.
Yeah.
They have to be prepared for the curveballs.
You can't predict everything. And that leads to his final point, which is so important.
Okay.
Cash is king. You got to be so careful.
Right.
The pandemic showed, like, you have to have that cushion. You got to have that buffer when things get crazy.
Yeah.
You have to be able to weather those storms.
Right, because if you can't, you go out of business, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Cash is king.
Cash is king.
It's about being able to last, right?
Yeah. Longevity.
Yeah. And Marston's insights into Aero Norway, they're really valuable, right?
Right.
I mean, this isn't just for the airlines. This is for anybody.
This is any business.
Yeah. Because we don't know what's going to happen next.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
So you've got to be able to adapt.
You do. You do.
You got to take care of your customers.
Yeah, you do.
You got to innovate.
You got to find a way.
These are the keys.
They're essential.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, here's my question. Marston talked about how the pandemic basically changed everything.
Yeah, it did.
Right. Aviation is different.
It's different now. Yeah.
So what are companies like Aero Norway going to have to do?
Right.
To not just survive, but to really thrive in this new world?
That's the question, isn't it? I mean, and it applies to everybody. Like you said, it's not just aviation.
Right.
It's everything. It's all different.
Yeah. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens.
It is. It's going to be fascinating.
Well, thanks for breaking all this down.
Oh, it was my pleasure. It's a great story.
I always learn something new.
Me too. Absolutely.
And for everyone listening, thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.